We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All right, we're back now, and Joe, I'll give you just a moment if you could just continue with the verses for Philip.
Okay, verse 6. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee to, and whomsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Yahashaiya, Hebrew. Just want to go to one of the verses here. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. This book was written to God's elect, very elect. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, in the Greek that's know before, to know before, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Philip, that's for you and your crew.
God bless you,
sir. Thank you for your service to the American people.
God bless you, sir. And thank you for reading those passages. And may God lay his hand on you and keep you safe forever.
Amen. Thank you very much. Now, before we take one more call, people want to see the address that you gave at the No More Wars for Israel conference. They can go to usslibertywordpress.com, right?
Yes, and also Mark Glenn at American Free Press.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Mark Glenn is probably one of the most outspoken and wise people about this.
Yes.
I'll call it a Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Of our government. But if you can get a hold of him in any way, or help out, or give you your time, I'm sure that Mark would be more than happy to,
right,
to help you out.
Amen. Okay, Steve in Ohio, I believe. Last call. Steve, are you there? Hello? Last call. He's gone?
Okay, hey, Rick, before you go, I want to thank you.
All right.
But before, a lot of people don't understand what kind of guts it takes and to be a patriot. But I know that in your heart you are, and you wouldn't be doing this if you didn't believe in it.
Absolutely. I've been following this for a long time.
Without your help and without people like you, we're just going to go by the wayside. So anytime I can help you or any of my shipmates, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And if we can help, we certainly will.
Oh, God bless that. Thank you very much, and the feeling is mutual. And you take care, Philip. Keep your chin up, and we will do this again when you're ready.
Anytime you are, I'll be bouncing off the walls.
Amen. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, Philip Turney, a great show once again. And we're going to take a quick break now as we continue into hour number two. Many other topics, of course, are fair game, and I want you to feel free to bring them up, as we do have very little time on this program to really engage in open discussion. And I know you like that, and we need more of that, so we'll try to provide for that. Let's remember the number. Let's remember our number here, 800-313-9443. And that is the number to be on live with Rick Adams, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, I'm back now. We will take calls on all subjects, and Bob Chapman, of course, his latest expose comes to mind, and also an appeal on the bill that has been introduced again, S-1959, which we will get back to in a few moments. But first, let me go to California and then to Texas to speak with John in Texas. Hello, John. You've moved. You've moved to Texas.
That's right.
Well, bless your heart.
Oh, it's deep in it.
Deep in the heart of Texas, huh? Aren't you lucky?
Blessed indeed.
Yeah, yes.
And you know, I had been able to listen in a little bit to Phil Turney, mm-hmm. and absolutely, as Joe Church was mentioning, you know, God bless him for his service, and it's just great, actually, the amount that's actually coming out about these 2 and 3 niners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just taking a while to get set up here. I've got my family down here, and the Lord's blessing us. But you know, I'm really glad that it's still coming out about the liberty, and there are those like Phil to you know, carry on the message, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and See, I've been. It'll probably take me about another month or so to get internet up again and all that. So I'm doing a phone listen.
Sure. Hey, any way you can, you got to listen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like to keep my finger on the pulse, but we've just been putting down as much roots as in the Lord's timing and as He's allowing, and He certainly has blessed us for the move, because it was all by the Holy Spirit, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more than a blessing to get down here.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Wanted to say hello, and that I'm still with it, and we're just getting things sorted out here. So just wanted to say I love you and all your listeners, and I'll be in touch soon.
Great, John. I'm glad you called, because we've been wondering where you have been, and now we know.
That's it. Just follow the Lord's leading by the Holy Ghost, and perchance upon a few calls, I can divulge in wisdom a little more information and stuff.
Surely.
But you have a great night, and God bless you, and say hello to Joe Church for us too.
Yes, and as Joe would say, Yahweh bless you.
And Yahweh bless you. Good night for now, brother.
Good night, John. Amen. All right, wherever you are, right? As they say, good night, Mrs. Halabash, or whatever, Jimmy Durante. I think that was Jimmy, yes. Anyway, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the things that that Bob Chapman says in his international forecaster is very, of course, interesting. He'll be with us again in another week or so. But, of course, he says someone doesn't believe the government's figures, you know, with regard to U.S. markets. And he says, we know there is a credit crisis, and the banks and others will be writing off hundreds of billions of dollars. But too many investors and professionals are finally realizing that this government lies about everything. No kidding. Inflation is over 11%, and government expects us to believe we have the lowest inflation in 50 years. They are not even believable liars. And he says, if you remember, our government and those on Wall Street and CNBC told us over and over that we had reached the bottom of the real estate market. Now they tell us we may have a little farther to go. Yes. And they say that it may be the worst correction since the 1930s. Our economy has an inflation problem. And the only resilience we see is the result of massive amounts of money and credit being injected into the economy. This is a result of a 15% increase in money and credit and a wide-open discount window. Well, you see what's happening with gold, ladies and gentlemen. And you see the gold, $820, $830 an ounce. Boy, I'm telling you, if you have extra money, you better contact Republic Trading right now and get online and get on RBN right now, republicbroadcasting.org, the website, if you're not on already, and click on, ladies and gentlemen, Republic Trading, and take advantage now of some of the tremendous offers, because we're going to see gold go right through the roof, I think. When all is said and done, we're going to see it fly, man. No doubt about it. Oil prices now hovering almost $100 a barrel. Gasoline, I just noticed tonight, once again, the change on the sign to 301 per gallon for low-test regular gasoline in New England, right here. So we're seeing the beginning now. We're seeing the beginning of a massive economic dislocation in America. I say the beginning because you haven't seen anything yet. These are the gangs that couldn't shoot straight. These are the experts that told us all we had to do was trust the government. believe the Federal Reserve, believe the banks, believe the politicians, believe the media, and they will set you straight. Don't believe the scriptures, my heavens. Don't believe those old fuddy-duddy books. Don't believe in the Rick Adams program and in Republic Broadcasting and guys like Ron Paul. No. We are the ones that you can trust. Oh, yes. You certainly can trust them to do everything wrong. Now, what more proof does anyone need? You see, my audience knows it. The people who listen to RBN, you people are the most informed people on the planet. But the average Joe Sixpack and Sally Soccer Mom, they have no clue. And the sad part is not that they have no clue, but that they have no desire to have a clue as to what's going on. Bury their heads in the sand, play ostrich, you know, pretend it isn't happening, and somehow prosperity will be right around that corner. Yeah. Well, we've heard that before, haven't we? These people are professional liars, they are professional killers, they are professional hucksters, and yet you are being made to believe that you've been misled by people like me, people on the internet, people that were warning you for years that these days would come. You know, the scriptures tell us that the Father in heaven does not bring about judgment and destruction of his nations within a quick period of time. He's very patient. And what he does is he sends out his prophets, like some of the people who call us on our program and appear as guests, and warn the people and tell them what will happen if they do not mend their ways and get back to him. He does it sometimes over 50, 60, 70 years. Generations, but eventually his timetable comes to a terminus. And eventually, hey, you know, he has to call in his numbers. And he says, enough's enough. I'm not going to tolerate any more, and I'm going to rein in on your party. Now, I believe that we in America today, in his nation, his chosen nation, we are going to see that curtain close very, very soon, unless what I just said happens. I think the first thing people need to do is to get on their knees, not go to the gun closet, not go to the artillery, not go to the internet even, but to get back to him first and foremost. Set your spiritual house in order. And once you do that, you're going to find a whole new world open up to you. And that is the only thing that can save you ultimately during this crisis to come. Because it is going to get rough. Ladies and gentlemen, how would you like to be on the Titanic? How would you like to be on a ship like the Liberty, seeing those rockets, seeing those bullets fly at you, those torpedoes, knowing what is going to happen to you? Do you have to wait till that day comes? Well, we'll put it off. We'll just hope for the best and, you know, prepare for the worst, but basically we'll hope for the best. And hey, he won't. Certainly the Lord won't let that happen to us. Well, we're special, you know. He'll forgive, and he'll keep overlooking the fact that we continue to kill our children, we kill our babies, we continue to murder people in Iran and Iraq and all over the world in the name of fighting terrorism. And we continue to flood the nation with pornography and garbage and sewage and take women out of the home and put them in the workplace and divide the family unit and let the government take care of our children. That's minor potatoes. Doesn't matter, right? I'm afraid you're wrong. I'll be right back in 3 minutes, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
And I'm back now with more from Bob Chapman's The International Forecaster before I get back to the telephone. He says George and the neocons are backing off their demands for tough national standards for driver's licenses. That is because some states simply refuse to get involved, and others say the Real ID plan is unworkable and far too costly. You know, that's the wrong reason to be opposed to it. The right reason is, of course, there is absolutely no logical or constitutional reason for them to pressure the states into joining in on this illegal power grab by the federal government, the same government which has deliberately allowed the borders to be kept wide open. And he says, dual citizen Homeland Security czar Michael Chertoff has been assisted by fellow Zionist Elliot Spitzer, as Chertoff hailed an agreement with New York State last week on more secure state ID cards for citizens as a sign that the tide is moving more rapidly in favor of real ID. He is extending the deadlines for the second time in a year. Whether Spitzer realizes it or not, his political career is over. 80% of New Yorkers do not want illegal aliens to have driver's licenses of any kind. Now the new target date for IDs is 2013, which tells us it is a political hot potato and will never become reality. Well, that's what he says. All right, let's take Gary in Tennessee now. Hello, Gary. You're on the program. Yes, Gary, I'm here. Rick Adams. Me. Are you there? Mr. Survival, are you there? Don't hear him. I don't know. Maybe he had to leave. Maybe he had to go to the restroom. I don't know. I don't understand it. When you get on the line, be prepared to speak. Is he there?
I don't know if I'm here or not.
Where are you, Gary? Where are you? You're leaving. We can't find you at the right moment.
Well, that's a good thing, because I'm in the woods.
You're in the woods, huh? You're out there with the woodchucks and the woodpeckers.
We're low profile, but when I get on talk radio, I'm sure that puts me at the top of the red list. But I don't remember the gentleman's name from the USS Liberty.
You mean the guest we had?
Yes.
Philip. Just say Philip.
Philip. I want to thank him for the service to his country.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say another thing. For all those servicemen that have died and served for their country in useless wars, unbeknownst to them, I take my hat off to them, and may God bless them. And I sat in my younger days in a bar when I was of the Vietnam era, and I chit-chat with the guy next to me, and he said he was a Vietnam veteran, and I'd buy him a drink, and I'd announce to the bar that I'm buying this war hero, Vietnam veteran, a drink, and that's when they were spitting on him. It was pitiful.
Mm.
And God forbid if I ever get locked in a room with somebody from the Veterans Administration that are not taking care of our servicemen, and or anyone that's covered up the Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty, 9/11, Murrah Building, you know the group of things that they've done.
Yes.
But I have one question I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If Giuliani gets elected as president, he's like he's going to put his blonde wig on and that god-awful red lipstick around his big fat lips.
Only at press conferences.
And wear a dress to make a national address to the country?
Only at press conferences, but not at a national address to the public.
Well, I'll tell you what. This country is coming together. It's almost at a flash point. And these boys are running scared because they know the hangman's noose is coming real close.
I like that. I like that, my friend.
And I've got mine already constructed.
Mm.
I'm ready to go.
You know a way to warm a man's heart up, don't you, huh?
Well, I don't know. That could be many ways.
Well, I mean, that does it for me, Gary. That does it for me, brother. Thank
all
you,
right.
Gary. If you want to hang on, you may, but I've got to take a break, all righty? Thank you, sir. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America here, only at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams returns.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I also want to remind you to get involved now in opposing the so-called Thought Crimes Act. That's H.R. 1955, S. 1959, I believe. And the bill, of course, was sponsored mainly by Representative Jane Harman. Harman, a Jewess from California. There are a number of other co-sponsors, like 14 of them. And according to supporters of this measure, the bill will play an important role in helping our government and law enforcement officials understand and prevent domestic terrorism. This dingbat got up and to the floor of the House, and she warned that the next time the U.S. faces a terrorist threat, quote, "my assumption is that many who attack us will already be here, and some will be U.S. citizens," unquote. To prevent that attack, she said, the new legislation will help the nation develop a better understanding of the forces that lead to homegrown terrorism and the steps we can take to stop it. Oh, Sieg Heil, huh? Critics of the measure allege that it is a thinly veiled and dangerous attempt to criminalize dissent. Such concern is based on the bill's quite vague and open-ended language that could be used by the government to trample basic rights to free speech and assembly and turn legitimate dissent into thought crimes. That's exactly what it is. Violent radicalization, for instance, it defines as the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. The bill makes no attempt to define what an extremist belief system might be. You can only guess. Nor does it define the action of facilitating ideologically based violence, you see? So this bill, of course, needs to be shot down, if you'll pardon my expression. It needs to be shot down. It passed the House with a landslide vote. Only 6 voted no. 404 voted yes. The rest went fishing, as they say. Coming up in the Senate now. Not right away, maybe, but still in the Senate. And you need to contact your senators to urge them to vote no on H.R. 1955, so-called Homegrown Terrorism Act. You see how it lines up, doesn't it? Huh? First of all, we somehow, out of the blue, get attacked by this Al-Qaeda network and this old man in a cave that eats worms. Somehow he masterminded this attack. And somehow we need new laws. We need draconian statutes to protect us from terrorists like old men who eat worms in little caves in Afghanistan. And at the same time, you say, why do we leave the borders totally porous? Well, after all, that is how we fight terrorism. That is how we keep terrorists out of the country. Terrorists like maybe the New Stern Gang, the Ergun Gang, Bibi Netanyahu and company. I guess they can just fly in and out anytime they want. So you see, the whole point of what we have here is clearly to make the American people subject to a dictatorship in Washington, whereby the federal government will make us the slaves and they the masters, which is what, of course, the framers of the Constitution had warned about 200 years ago. And it's happening. It's happening. We are getting what we deserve if we let it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have met the enemy, and he is us. All right, let me take a call from, Joel in Wisconsin, I believe. Hello, Joel.
Hello.
Yes.
If you look up the definition of terrorism, it describes George Bush.
Names George Bush? Huh?
They might as well put his picture there, because he does is to the T that definition.
Mm-hmm.
And how can people still, some people, a lot of them have turned around and woke up a little late, but some people still back him.
Well, you know, there are some people that will back George Bush no matter what he does. And they'll back Dick Cheney and their congressman and their senator, even if that individual was seen on video or before a live audience committing an act of murder. They would, like Patrick Kennedy, my little congress boy here, Ted Kennedy's son in Rhode Island. This guy can't control his drugs or his drinking. He engages in accidents. He damages people's property. He assaults people, security guards at airports. He hits telephone poles in the middle of the night. But you know what the people say? Give him another chance. After all, he is a poor Kennedy, and those poor Kennedys have suffered from time immemorial. And this young man, we should be grateful that he's getting help finally.
Look at the words you used, poor Kennedy.
Yes.
Oxymoron.
Poor Kennedys.
Yeah, poor.
Yeah. They don't have any money.
No.
They whenever they get, it's only because they earn it by hard work and toil, sweat of the brow.
Right.
Ted Kennedy sweats every time he's in bed with another prostitute.
You know, he deserves a heart attack.
Well, you know, look at Ted Kennedy and how he's aged in just a few years. And I'll tell you, he looks terrible. He should not even be seen on national television. He is a mess. He is a walking time bomb of pills and pharmaceuticals that's keeping him up, keeping him going. His son is the same thing as him. And they should be ashamed to even be seen in public.
Well, you know what I think it is. This is my opinion. You know, he has to live with so much degradation. You know, he knows who killed his brothers and stuff. He knows that, and he knows he's working for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to. You know, I couldn't live like that. I don't think you could either. But
no.
Obviously he can. And if you have to live, you know, it's like being a member of the mob. You know, if you have to, you can't get out. And if you have to live that way, well. I don't know. I guess he's got to do all the alcohol and whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole family is addicted, virtually.
I called for a couple, several reasons.
Sure.
One of them I just had to bring up because you're talking about that driver's license thing. I was wondering, how does the government get around with this? If you get married in any state, it's legal in any other state. And if you have a driver's license in a state, it's legal in any other state. But if you have a license to carry a weapon, then that's only good in the state that you get it from. How do they get around that twisted?
How come?
Huh?
How come?
I'm asking you.
Well, I want to know. I'm asking the rhetorical question. Why? Why is that the case?
I don't know. It's just a little suspicious, isn't it?
Well, you see, because they say that basically they try to legally wrap it up in the Constitution and the vague sections of the Constitution that have to do with interstate commerce and trade, but that makes no sense because they do make exceptions, as you point out, for firearms.
Yeah.
And other things as well, by the way, not just firearms. But you can probably think of a number of things that doesn't hold true for. The fair faith and, credit sections of the law they keep citing to me.
But, of course, we have that NRA that's been in business for 128 plus years, and they break when your renewal is up. And I used to belong to it, but I could see through it, so I told them what I thought. When your renewal is up, they bring up all the Second Amendment stuff, but then I write them back and say, look, you had 128 years to get that straight, and you don't have the definition of the Second Amendment straight yet, because that's all they would need is if they would just, because they're complaining about Hillary and Feinstein and Schumer. And they're saying, oh, they're the bad guys. And I'm saying, look, if you ain't qualified to get the definition of the Second Amendment straight, you don't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
But,
no,
they're fighting.
Sure.
I agree. They get their renewals. How much money does the CEO of that place get?
Well, he certainly can strike up a lot of fear and raise a lot of funds for the organization, can't they?
Right.
And that's what they do. That's what the ADL does. That's what these other groups do.
Right.
They constantly appeal on that basis, you know.
They're all in the same, they're all corporations.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the
church.
Other point you wanted to make now?
All right, you ain't going to like this one. The, that Bible truth man.
Yeah.
There was I tried to get on that night, but there were so many callers that, some of the points you were asking, like, how could you get different species out of just only two people and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you just compare it to dogs, you can have a Chihuahua and you can have a German Shepherd, and even though they're different breeds, they're both dogs. They interbreed.
Well, then that's race breeding, then.
But they both came from wolves. All dogs came from wolves.
So then there are one after its own kind, and basically you agree with what he's saying?
With the Bible truth man? No, I don't agree with him.
Well, what are you saying, then? Is this not a matter of race, or races don't exist?
If you compare a race to a breed,
mm-hmm.
then it's, you can just call it a breed, because you can get all them different variations from the same breed of dog. You can get the different variations from the same race of people.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, if it could make sense, but I really and truly haven't thought about it that much because, quite frankly, I thought that that night that we had the program, the Thursday night edition when we had the debate, the fellow there, Mike, from the Institute, the Creation Institute, was really trying to go on the attack because he didn't have much of an argument when it came to race. He basically was making it a political issue rather than a scriptural issue. Didn't you see that?
Well, I'm
or
not...
Or did you identify with him?
I thought what came to my mind was the dogs. I was thinking about breeds.
Yeah, right.
And I thought my explanation would fill the blanks there. And I was, you know, I wondered why he didn't do that.
Well, I think you know what you should do? Next time you will be able to probably get through. When we have Gene back, you can bring that up to him specifically because I can't speak for him.
I know you can, and I
but
know.
That'll be fine, though.
Right.
Fair game. Yep.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yep.
We're all set. Thank you very much for calling. We do have another caller, and I'm sorry. I forget who it was, Manny. What was Alan in Texas? Okay. Alan is next. Hi. Hello, Alan.
I just caught the tail end of that conversation, just getting into the program here. I'm not sure about where you live. I'm in Texas, and all of the surrounding states, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Colorado, mm-hmm. and so forth, have reciprocity with our concealed weapons permits. And they're basically
I'm up
identical.
In Rhode Island. I'm in New England. This is not part of the United States.
Oh, that's not part of the United States. That's
right.
I forgot.
Right.
Right. So, hey, I wanted to ask you... this, of course, Pat Robertstein today came out and anointed Rudy Giuliani, or Ruby. A lot of people are calling him Ruby since
Ruby
we're not
red
sure.
Cheeks, yes.
Yeah, we're not sure if he's a woman or not.
Right.
But anyway,
Ruby
yeah,
slippers, yes.
Pat Robertstein, the head of the Zionist movement, has now endorsed him. I'm wondering if maybe these endorsements so early like this, if there's maybe a little bit of panic and maybe concern about the popularity of Ron Paul.
Oh, I mean, Ron Paul garnered, what, $4.3 million just the other day? And 27,000 people in this country gave him contributions to make that possible?
I thought
Thank
it was like 38,000.
The media don't know what to do.
Yeah, and I'm really kind of surprised that Robert Stein didn't pick somebody like Mike Huckabee or somebody. Maybe he feels he has to go with a winner. but
Pat Robert Stein, is that what you refer to him as? Huh?
Yeah, I call him Pat Robert Stein.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought he was Frankenstein. But that's
no, that's Diane Frankenstein, the
Diane
senator
Frankenstein.
From okay. Yeah, the senator from California.
Well,
but, has Hagee endorsed anybody yet?
I think he's endorsed Bibi Netanyahu for president. I don't know. We're trying to get John Hagee to come on the program and debate. If not, one of his minions might very well do that.
Oh, really?
We might be able to pull it off.
Well, that would be great.
We'll
give us plenty of notice.
We're going to have more debates from time to time, so that should be interesting if we can, huh?
Great. Okay. Well, you're having a great program as always.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
And bless you for calling. All right. Yes, unfortunately, New England is not part of the United States, so you cannot bring the Constitution of the United States to my neck of the woods. I'm sorry about that. All right, we do have another call. Can we squeeze him in before the break, Manny? Yeah, we'll do that. All right, we'll try. Paul in Tennessee now. Hello there, Paul.
Mr. Adams, I was listening to the Power Hour the other day with Joyce Wiley.
Uh-huh.
And she got a call from a person that, when the Katrina thing happened in New Orleans, mm-hmm. how they shut the city down and wouldn't let anybody in or out, and Walmart sending in 100 trucks trying to get in there, they wouldn't let anything in. And what he explained to Joyce, and she was going to check into it, and you could call her if you want to talk to her about it, was that what they did was close that city down and took their portable crematoriums into New Orleans and cremated those people. And
oh, is that
I'd like to hear more about that if you can check it out.
And well, if anybody is listening now that can point me in that direction, maybe I can go to
the website.
If
that person is listening, I wish he'd call your program.
Sure.
Because he had a lot of details. But Joyce will know, Joyce Riley at Power Hour.
Uh-huh.
And another thing I'd like to say is that... you could see the 501c3 churches in the United States and probably around the world, as the Antichrist. You can see the computer is the beast, and the television is the false prophet. That's the way I look at it. And then again, one other thing. I'd just like to say to you that all this time you've been misleading the American people, telling them that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And John Hagee himself said that ain't true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave you there. I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you Rick.
Very much. I'm sorry for that. I apologize. I should have known better. I should have listened to John Hagee. He knows all. And after all, he is leading, 25,000 members of his church? And I'll bet some of them listen to this program, but won't call me. Won't call me. Frightened to death, huh? Is that right, Manny? Is that right? Why is that, Manny? They don't have the courage or the conviction, Manny says. All right, we will be right back with more of Manny and Rick right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. We shall return in 3 minutes more. Thank you.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Back now to close out the program, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the things that I wanted to mention Of course, Ted Pike is also concerned very much about this this bill that we've been talking about, the H.R. 1955, and I may speak to him again possibly by Friday. I'm not sure yet what we have in store for the rest of the week. Monday will be a holiday, Veterans Day, and I believe that I will not be on live that day. Okay, I will be on dead. No, I don't think I will be here Monday. I think it's a good time for me to do some other work that I have to do and get things accomplished around here, as they say, ladies and gentlemen. But I will definitely try to let you know by Friday night. In any event, the things that I want to bring you up to date on, of course, are many. As you know, we've talked about some of the things that Bob Chapman has mentioned, including the impending economic meltdown that we are now beginning to experience across the nation. And I don't see how you cannot make plans for that right now. If you're a living, breathing soul, you better make some plans, I would suggest, to do some things that you need to do. All right, and that includes the survival kit, yep, and Gary from Tennessee has mentioned it repeatedly, and he's just about all set there, ready to go, and things that you, common sense things that you know you need to do, and you're putting them off, and I'm putting them off, and we're all doing the same thing. Don't do it. Don't put it off. There's not enough time to do that now. Next year is 2008. Do you realize that? 2008, that is supposed to be a presidential election year. And I see many possibilities happening next year. We have had it very rosy the last 2 years in this country. But I believe that's about to change. I believe things will happen. What will happen? I'm not going to say. I have them in the recesses of my mind. I think you do, too. But all hell will break loose. No doubt about it. As far as Hillary, Ron Paul is concerned, again, since the caller mentioned it, Ron Paul, yes indeed, broke all expectations the other night with his fundraiser. And it really wasn't started by him, but his supporter. And here he raised $4.3 million from the little people, the ones that truly count, not the very wealthy and the very rich. And of course, in the articles that were pushed through the New York Times in today's paper on Ron Paul, of course, they did have to mention that some of his supporters include websites that are known anti-Semite sites, of course. And of course, he was quoted as having said that he has nothing to do with that and nothing to do with them, and he vehemently denies any concern for racism or racial bias on anyone's part, anti-Arab, anti-Jew, what have you. But once again, the media had to include that just to do a broadside against Ron Paul. Oh, how nice they are, huh? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we shall be back, Father willing, tomorrow night at 9 Central. And I enjoyed the program once again tonight with Philip Turney. Don't forget, you can get his video address, USSLiberty.wordpress.com, that he made at the No More Wars for Israel conference. See you tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.